If China's military set up shop in the middle of an Australian harbour, Darwin, Sydney or Fremantle, it would be a fundamental challenge to Australian sovereignty and a major strategic crisis. But in Antarctica, the rules are a little different. China has three stations in Australian Antarctic Territory. They're research posts, so no military endeavours are allowed. But the Australian government has received a new warning today that China could be using these stations to improve military-grade technology. Angus Randall explains.
Hidden from prying eyes, Antarctica could be transforming from peaceful penguin home to a base for technology used every day. Anne-Marie Brady is from the University of Canterbury in New Zealand. She's sounding the alarm bells about rising competition for supremacy in mapping.
The United States has had GPS in Antarctica since 1995, since GPS became globally operational. And GPS was always set up for military operations. So now Russia and China are following suit. And their independent programs of GPS GLONASS and BeiDou are getting to the level of capacity thanks to the Antarctic satellite receiving stations there, that by 2020 they're likely to be on a par or even rival the United States.
For most people, GPS is used to get from A to B, but it's also used to guide missiles and is an essential part of modern warfare. Anne-Marie Brady is concerned that in the hands of Russia or China, a new form of GPS could be a tool of war.
In a time of conflict, one of the first acts of war could be to try and knock out each other's GPS. That would have a major impact on you and I, because that would affect our banking. So many aspects of our lives are determined by and utilise GPS.
Not everyone is so concerned about China's presence in the region. Tony Press is the former head of the Australian Antarctic Division.
China's quite entitled to carry out scientific research programs in the Antarctic and to establish research facilities in Antarctica. Countries that have scientific programs in Antarctica have free access to the Antarctic continent. And some of that access, of course, is in the area that Australia calls the Australian Antarctic Territory.
He has faith in the 1959 Antarctic Treaty that prevents militarisation on the continent but allows the use of military personnel and equipment for peaceful purposes.
The Antarctic Treaty came out of the Cold War and the real tensions that existed in the 50s, particularly between the two superpowers, Russia and the United States. It survived many great challenges, including Australia walking away from the Minerals Convention and negotiating the environmental protocol to protect Antarctica and make it a place of environmental protection rather than potentially in the future be a place where mining might occur. That was very disruptive, and the treaty went through those disruptions and remained and still remains very strong.
Dr. Adrian McCollum spent 20 years in the military before earning his PhD in polar environments. He's been waiting 2 years for defence approval to investigate the militarisation of the Antarctic, and he believes Australia is already taking steps to stamp its authority on the icy continent.
It's quite apparent that over the last 5 years or so, the Antarctic Division has pulled up its socks and recognised that we didn't have the capability to wave the Australian flag across the Australian Antarctic Territory as perhaps we would like to, or perhaps we should have in our strategic interests. So you'd perhaps be aware, or listeners would be aware, that we've commissioned a new icebreaker and the metal's been pressed for that, so it's on the way.
Although there is a risk, such a move could escalate tensions as other countries respond to Australian actions.
Yes, I certainly think there can be, and I think that's why we need to approach this topic carefully and why, you know, often it's spoken about in hushed tones in closed corridors rather than broadcast to the world. So, yes, I think we need to be very careful about that. But having said that, you know, it appears that there are other nations down there who are moving in that direction. So it may not be desirable, but at least covertly in Australia, I think we need to be thinking about how we might be able to best operationalise our defence forces down there if necessary.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says the Antarctic Treaty continues to serve Australia's interests, and technologies such as satellite communication are essential for operating in Antarctica.
Angus Randall with that report.